T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We turn our attention to the phones. What's Cooking with Fantasy Football is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance, a trusted name in the Bay Area since 1922. Fantasy expert extraordinaire for Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Brad Evans, with us here on 95.7 The Game. GOAT, tonight is the night. It's the Browns. It's the Jets. Is Cleveland finally going to break through on Tequila Thursday?
Yeah, crack open the victory fridges. It's going to happen tonight, gentlemen. Look, I think Cleveland's going to take this game. The defense has been very aggressive. They've been flying all over the place. 7 sacks in total on the young year against, oh yeah, the Steelers and the Saints. 6 forced turnovers as well. I think Denzel Ward and company are licking their chops, the prospects. You got a rookie quarterback, took a step back last week in Sam Darnold. Myles Garrett has been dominating in the trenches. I mean, they have the pieces here to win this game. I'm really shocked, though, that the over-under has climbed. It opened at 39. It's at 40.5 right now, according to betonline.ag. I think the wise action here, because there's so much juice right now tied to the Cleveland Browns -3, are the Browns on the money line parlayed with the under. Give me Cleveland 21-17.
So many of these Thursday games are turkeys that the under probably is the sound play. GOAT, Dan Dibley here, owner of 2-0, Lethal Inflection, off to a great start. Thank you, Hunt and Hill. I got a quandary with Derrick Henry at running back. Do I bench him and go with Jamal Williams, or do I scour the waiver wire?
Oh, God. This is a lesser of three evils here. Let's see. I definitely would not trust Derrick Henry. Given the matchup this week, going against Jacksonville and Calais Campbell and company there. Malik Jackson in the trenches. I think they're really going to tighten the screws defensively in that area. Consider that Marcus Mariota has a lot of shortcomings right now vertically, not 100%. I definitely wouldn't go Jamal Williams. Aaron Jones is back in the mix now. Mike McCarthy said that Jones is going to be the third man in the pecking order. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. He lies as much as Pete Carroll does, which is often. I would say that Jones, it could turn into a hot hand situation, far superior, with one exception being in pass protection, compared to Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery. I don't know what's out there on waivers for you. I mean, if you want to get crazy with the cheese whiz, as Beck would say from the classic loser, look out for a guy named Tre'Quan Smith of the New Orleans Saints. Sean Payton talked him up, says we got to get him more snaps, got to get him more involved. He was very splashy in training camp in the preseason. And when you are tied to a Hall of Fame quarterback still playing at an elite level in Drew Brees, and you got a shootout affair on tap in Atlanta, he's a guy that has breakout performer written all over him.
Hey, Brad, this is Anna, the owner of the newly named Levy Gone. So I have Sony Michel, obviously, right now, is one of the newest for the Patriots. Do I start him this week?
I like him quite a bit, actually. I think Sony Michel, you want to talk about a breakthrough performance, it's going to happen on Sunday night in a game that's got, it's just dripping with drama right now, because he's got Josh Gordon in his first games. He's going to see the field in limited packages. I'm curious to see how he's going to be deployed, what he looks like in his new digs. Can he get on the same page quickly with Tom Brady? Because if not, Tom's going to just shout and scream in high pitches at you. So for me, I think Michelle is going to be a point of emphasis. Yeah, Rex Burkhead's still involved. We know what James White is as the, you know, kind of the check down Charlie, the guy that catches a lot of balls in the short field. But Michelle got his feet wet last week. He played 13 snaps, 11 touches, 41 combined yards, and it's the Hello Kitties of Detroit. Bunch of hairless felines defensively. 6.9 yards per carry allowed on the young year. Look, here's an indictment on your defense. When Isaiah Correll is ripping off 50-yard touchdown runs, Matt Breida is ripping off 50-yard touchdown runs, that's all you need to know. I think Michelle's got a great shot at 70-plus in a score on Sunday night.
All right, it's Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, with us here on 95.7 The Game. Now, he's going to take your questions, but keep them short, keep them tight. One question, we go rapid fire here. So, 888-957-9570, Steven in Novato, we begin with you. Steven, you're on with the GOAT.
Hey, real quick, I got Marvin Jones Jr. or Sammy Watkins, and real quick, Deshaun Watson or the young gunslinger, the Potomac Bomb.
I'm guessing you're going Patrick Mahomes there with the two quarterbacks. I mean, you really can't lose with either one, in my opinion. I got Mahomes at number one, and I'm going Marvin Jones. Load up all your Detroit Lions this week, except at running back, because they haven't had a running back since Barry Sanders. Though, you know, Kevin Smith made a cameo. James Stewart, back in the day, Javid Best, Bay Area product there. You know, they've had a smattering of guys that have contributed, but I think the Lions are going to be trying to scratch and claw, playing from a deep deficit in this game, which means a lot of targets to Galladay, Golden Tate, and Marvin Jones.
Josh in Napa. Josh, thank you for the phone call. You were on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Non-PPR, which one of these four do I bench? Marvin Jones, Adam Thielen, Giovanni Bernard, or Leonard Fournette?
Oh, uptick with the GOAT noise.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was well played. This is really close. So I had these guys kind of tightly compacted in my ranks. And Leonard Fournette, you worry about soft tissue issues with the hamstring there. He has been practicing, expected to practice today. I think he's going to be close to 100%. I trot him out there. Gio Bernard has been practicing on a limited basis. Maybe involved in a bit of a rotation, though the matchup is delectable. Carolina's allowed 4.54 yards per carry, the running back position. A slight lean here, the slightest lean that I would sit Gio Bernard.
Larry in San Jose. Larry, welcome to the program. You are on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Hi, guys. Non-PPR, it'll be Michelle, Deion Lewis, or Chris Hogan. Love the show.
Well, Chris Hogan's fascinating, but everything is tied to how much Josh Gordon plays in terms of what value yield Hogan has this week. Now, I had two touchdowns last week, one in garbage time. I'm not a big Hogan advocate. He's only seeing 12.5% of the target share. You know, I am CEO of Team Chivas, and as an owner of such an esteemed, astute company, I'm going to go with Sony Michel. I wrote about him in my column this week, The Fantasy Flames. You can check it out, sports.yahoo.com/fantasy. I stated my reasons, backed it up with sound statistical analysis. I still, as I said to Anna just a minute ago, 70-plus yards and a touchdown, though he'll probably get like 7 yards and no score. So, good luck.
Scott in Pittsburgh, you are on with the GOAT. Scott in Pittsburgh, fire away.
Hey, Joe Lo and Dibs and the GOAT. I've got a quandary. Sacks hurt you in our league a little bit. I've got Cam Newton and Deshaun Watson.
Really nice. Yeah, buddy, Deshaun Watson. This is also close, but for me, it's Watson. I'm not overly intimidated by this New York Giants secondary. What I love about both these guys, they always have high floors because of scoring duality, the ability to make plays with their legs. But having his bro back on the field, and I'm not talking about DeAndre Hopkins, I'm talking about Will Fuller, those two seem to find the end zone and make that connection virtually every week. They are kings of consistency in terms of splashing six. I think that will continue this week to go along with 260 plus pass yards, probably a couple of touchdowns, maybe a pick or two with Watson, but he'll negate that with 30 to 40 rushing and hopefully negate too any sacks that he absorbs.
Jose in San Francisco, thank you for calling the show. Jose, you are on with the GOAT. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? So I got a little trouble to pick in between Carlos Hyde and Matt Breida.
Maximize the matchup. I go with Matt Breida. Now, he's going to be involved in a timeshare, of course, with the butler, Alfred Morris. But, I think he's going to get probably 60% of the opportunity share. And you look at the matchup, it's Kansas City, for crying out loud. This is a defense that couldn't contain a shellless snail, which I guess would be a slug, if I'm thinking about it correctly. So, for me, Breida got a great shot. I think, is he going to match what he did last week, hit the century mark, find the end zone? I think he'll find the end zone. I think triple digits may be a stretch, but realistically, 65 to 75 yards with that score, I think he can achieve.
Justin and Milpitas, you are on with Brad Evans, Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Justin and Milpitas, fire away.
How's it going, the GOAT? So, in a quandary, Kenyon Drake or Ajayi?
Well, Jay Ajayi is touch and go. He may not be available this week. So I think a process of elimination, you only got two guys. I think Kenyon Drake is the slam dunk there. He's the healthier option. And it's the Raiders. Do you need another reason?
Man, that hurt close to home, GOAT.
Succinct. Sorry.
Succinct, if nothing else.
The worst move they've ever made was hiring John Gruden again. Sorry.
You know what? Let's stay on that for just a second. Jason Cole was on with us yesterday, and yep. He suggests that Gruden's only going to make it 3 or 4 years into the contract, and then he's going to be like Jimmy Johnson. He's going to realize, I don't need this, and he's going to bounce. Do you think he plays out all 10 years?
Hell no. Now, can I get odds on that now? Can I go to betonline.ag and place a large chunk of cash on the under? I'm not even sure he lasts 3 years, to be honest with you. This franchise is already circling the drain. All Gruden believes in is 1970s football and hiring 30-somethings to play football, which doesn't make any sense. Combined with, you know, the money issues that this franchise has had, it's just poorly run. You can't continue to unearth these retread coaches. Look at what's happened in Arizona, too, with Mike McCoy. He's a complete nincompoop. You get David Johnson out wide once last week, the best receiving back in the NFL, and you flare him out only one time, don't even line him up in the slot. Brian Schottenheimer, he doesn't know what the hell's going on. Neither is Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll's like, oh, Chris Carson, he's gassed. That's why I didn't see him in the second half. He was playing special teams. Oh, hey, Pete, by the way, Chris Carson played 2 special team snaps. That's it. And Chris Carson's gassed? Give me a break.
Tom and Lafayette, you are on with the GOAT. Tom and Lafayette, fire away.
Hey, yeah, I'm in a PPR league, and I'm looking to do Corey Clement or Devin Funches in the flex, and then Evan Ingram or Matt Breida Evan Ingram in the tight end spot.
I'm definitely going to go with Corey Clement out of that group of individuals there. Look, again, J.E.J. I think is 50-50 at best. He has not practiced all week. There was a report earlier this week from NBC Sports Philadelphia saying that there was a, quote, good chance, end quote, that he would not be available. And if that is indeed the case, and look, they signed the rookie Josh Adams, standout from Notre Dame, off the practice squad. That's a pretty strong indication that J.E.J. may not be in uniform. Corey Clement's going to see a lion's share of the touches, and it's Indy. And he got Carson Wentz back. And Clement is a versatile rusher. It could be a banner week for Corey Clement.
Fantasy expert extraordinaire for Yahoo Fantasy Sports. Check him out on Twitter at Yahoo Noise. Brad Evans with us here on 95.7 The Game. Goat, it's always a pleasure. It's the Browns and the Jets. Enjoy your Tequila Thursday.
This is a game made for Tequila Thursday. Enjoy it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.